Shalom Aleichem to everybody as we approach Rosh Chodesh Nisan this coming Shabbos. Of course, the focus is on Hilchos Pesach, already starting Yudalit Adar. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, based upon the Gemara Pesachim and Simen Tav Chof Tes, that Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, 30 days prior to the Yom Tov Pesach, we need to focus, stress, relearn, and review the Halachas of Pesach. There's so much to chazer, to learn, to analyze, and to review. And of course, that's the basis of the halacha, to review all of Hilchos Pesach throughout these 30 days. From the laws of Bedikas Chametz, Biur Chametz, Bittel Chametz, the laws of Hechsher Kelim, Hagolas Kelim, to the laws of Leil HaSeder, Chametz and Matzah, etc. However, although there is indeed a significant amount of time that needs to be put into the halachas of Pesach, I would like to focus on a different halacha. And that is what you find in Or HaChaim Siman Resh Chavav, which does relate to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that is based upon the Gemara Meseches Brachos Daf Mem Gimel. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Hayotze Bimei Nisan, somebody who goes out in the month of Nisan, Vira Ilanos Shemotzien Perach, and sees a tree that is beginning to flower and bud. Omer, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shlochiser Ba'olamo Klum. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are blessed that you did not leave anything out in the entire world and all of your creations. Uvarabo Brios Tovos V'ilanos Tovos Lahanos Ben Bnei Adam. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have created, you have built these beautiful, beautiful trees that we could gain pleasure from, and this is what's known as Birchas Ilanos, the blessings on the tree, which is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, based upon the Gemara Brachos Daf Mem Gimel, Or HaChaim Siman Resh Chav Vav. The Aruch HaShulchan here in Siman Resh Chav Vav points out that the reason that we dafka make this bracha on a tree and on a fruit-bearing tree, as we will see momentarily, as opposed to a vegetables and as opposed to seeds, because vegetables and seeds are necessary. We need them. We can't live without vegetables. But fruits, we could get by, we'll be okay, it's not necessary. And therefore we thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for giving us extra excess, for giving us extra, for giving us even the things that we don't need. Shalochiser ba'olamo klum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're missing nothing, we have more than enough, and we thank you for that. And this is the special bracha, Birchas Adonis, that we make in Chodesh Nisan, that I would like to take some time and spend this session learning and understanding. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, as do many poskim, including the Eli Rabba, the Lavush, and Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach himself, all in Siman Resh Chavav point out that indeed this bracha is like all other Birchos HaRi'iyah, Birchos HaShevach, just like on thunder and on lightning and all beautiful things that we see. You see a huge, vast ocean. We know that all of the brachos that are made on the Birchos HaShevach VaRi'iyah, we praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the beautiful things in the world. However, this bracha is just slightly different. And that is because when it comes to other Birchas HaRi'iyah, only when you hear thunder, when you see lightning, when you see the incredible ocean, that's when you make the bracha. And seemingly the same thing would be true here as well. However, the poskim point out, the Aruch HaShulchan, Eli Rabba, the Lavush, that this bracha is extraordinarily special, and we should look to try to make this bracha. We shouldn't just wait to bump into a tree, a fruit-bearing tree specifically, but we should go out of our way to look for a tree to make a bracha on. And this is what makes the bracha of Birchas Ilanos markedly different than any other Birchas Ri'iyah. It is interesting to note as well that the bracha and the halachos for this bracha are in its own simen, simen Resh Chaf Vav. All of the other Birchas Ri'iyah are packed into simanim together. But here the Shulchan Aruch gives us its own stature, its own special place, its own unique section to talk about the halachos of Birchas Ilanos. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that somebody who makes this bracha, Hanizhar Bebracha Zu, Olav Namar Re'ei B'ni Kereach Sadeh Asher Bircho Hashem, somebody who is careful, cautious, meticulous, scrupulous to make this bracha will be the recipient of the bracha that Yitzchak Avinu gave Yaakov, Re'ei Reach B'ni Kereach Sadeh Asher Bircho Hashem. Aruch HaShulchan concludes and says, from Rishonim, Shlo Nagel Levarech, many people aren't accustomed to making this bracha. People, you know, just like any other bracha, if you bump into it, you make it. If you don't, you don't. However, kol talmud chacham v'yarei Hashem nisharim bebracha zu. Anybody who's a Torah scholar, anybody who fears Hashem, will go out of his way to make this bracha because it's so important. So much so, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was known to have recited this bracha, as it's quoted in Halicha Shlomo Perek Chav Gimel Ha'ara 121, that he was Zayhir Vizariz Biyosib Bracha Zur. Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal was very careful and cautious with this special, specific bracha. Upamachas nishtabeach batzim. One time he even praised himself. Shemels hayoso bar mitzvah lochisim elevarcha filoshan achas. From the moment that he turned bar mitzvah, he never missed the recitation of Birchas Eilonos once in his life. So this is the importance of this bracha. And as the poskim point out, and may even had added significance to other Birchos HaRe'iyah, and thus Aruch HaShulchan, Eshel Avram, Levush, El Yeraba, and as we just pointed out from Shlomo Zalman Barmbach, note the importance, the Chashivus, the Zehirus and Zrizus in this bracha. But when should this bracha be recited? So the language of the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, Hayotzi B'mei Nisan, in the month of Nisan specifically. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that that's lav dafka, not necessarily true. Orcha de milsanaka, the fact that the Gemara writes Nisan, because that's common, that's typical. In the northern hemisphere, shas derech haratzos achamim lelav lev haylanos, because that's when the world begins to return to spring, and therefore that's when the trees begin to bud and begin to flower. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, Hu adim b'chodesh acher, kol shiroa halavluv pamrisha mevarach l'achronim, say that if you live in an area where indeed the flowering, the budding takes place either earlier or later, you can indeed do that. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that where he lived, the Aruch HaShulchan was the Rav in the city of Nevardik, they would make the bracha not in Nisan bini Iyar. It was a very cold, cold country, and Europe, Lithuania, and therefore the trees only began to bud and to bloom in Iyar, and that's what they would do. And so much so that the poskim also point out that often in a leap year like we are this year, sometimes they're flowering and blooming in other bays in the second Adar, and then one would be able and permitted, and it should be recited in other Sheni as well. However, in the southern hemisphere, in places like Australia, for example, where the budding and blooming and the blossoming doesn't take place in Nisan, but rather just the opposite, because when it's winter here, it's summer there. When it's summer here, it's winter there. And therefore, in Australia, it's really in the month of Tishrei and Cheshvan that the bracha is recited. But for those of us here in the United States of America, that we should really wait until Chodesh Nisan, like the Gemara says, like it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, because that's indeed when the beginning of the blossoming and the budding of the tree takes place, like the Shulchan Aruch says, V'ra'i lana shemotzin perach. The bracha needs to be made when you see the bud, when you see the blossom. From the bud and from the blossom and from the flower emerges the fruit, and therefore that is ideally when the bracha should be recited, because it's clear that you're making the bracha on the beautiful fruits as they are developing and growing. When is one permitted to make this bracha until? So the Shulchan Aruch concludes in Siman Reish Chavav and writes, Vim Eichel Avarech, if you didn't make the bracha in the beginning of the month, in the beginning of Nisan, when it was budding and blossoming and flowering, and you were procrastinated, or you didn't have the opportunity, you didn't see it, or you did see it and you forgot, Im Achar Shigadlu HaPeros Lo Yivarachot, once the fruit is completely grown and is completely ready to be eaten, at that point, one is no longer permitted to make the bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Hay writes, Avakodim Shigidlu HaPeros, but once the pri is not completely grown, one can still recite the bracha, and therefore, from the moment that it begins to blossom and flower and blood, until the fruit is completely ripe and grown, one is permitted to make the bracha. So that's the time span that we have, certainly as noted, in the northern hemisphere and the countries that we are living in, and the states that we are living in, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the beginning of the time to say it, and the best time to say it early as you can, as you see the flowers and the bud and the budding, and you could say it. However, if you did not yet have the opportunity to recite it until the fruit is completely grown. However, there are many other halachos that are related to Birchas Eilonos. And it is interesting to note that the only thing that the Shulchan Aruch tells us is, number one, you should recite it in Nisan, but as the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, it's lav dafka. The Shulchan Aruch tells us the name and how you recite the bracha, the lashon of the bracha. The Shulchan Aruch also tells us that you only make this bracha once a year annually. So therefore, if you see a beautiful tree and it's budding and blossoming and flowering in Nisan, then you travel to Australia in the summer, you don't make it a second time. You only make it once a year annually, even if you move from point A to point B, unless you're moving to Australia and living there. And then the Shulchan Aruch tells us until when you're able to make the bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah and other poskim pick up on other halachos related to the brachas of Eilonos. The first thing that the Mishnah Berurah says is that the bracha is made on a perach, dafka perach, specifically the flower. However, olim l'chudei lo, if you just see the tree, or if you just see the branches, you don't. V'af b'perach, says the Mishnah Berurah, dafka b'ilani maichal, only on a fruit-bearing tree. So the bracha needs to be on a fruit-bearing tree, and ideally a fruit that is edible. And even around our area where we're living, we see many, many trees. Some are fruit-bearing trees indeed, but many of those fruit-bearing trees indeed, the fruits cannot be eaten. Sometimes you have a crab apple, or sometimes you have other types of fruit trees that which I've been asked about. Only a fruit that you can eat. Someone showed the post can point out in the Levush, Elia Rabba, Kiveger, if you have a ilan, a tree that's been grafted, or if you have an ilan that is a tree that has been iser of kilayim, or if you have an ilan that comes from still it's unable to be used for other halachic reasons, orla and the like, that's not a tree that you should make the bracha on. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, and that is what the Aruch HaShulchan says as well. However, in the Sfarim of the Mikubalim, and most notably, if you take a look in the Kaf HaChaim, in this Simen, Reish Chavav, he points on many, many other Nihugim and Minhagim, and many other Zihirusim that people have when it comes to make the Bracha, which we don't find in Shulchan Aruch. Ideally, if a person can do this, then you should try to be meticulous and careful, but if not, not. Number one, the Kaf HaChaim says that this Bracha should not be recited on Shabbos. Why not? Kaf HaChaim notes that there's a concern of Chilul Shabbos. Maybe somebody will pull off a branch, somebody will take a fruit, somebody will be metaltel it, there's muksa issues, and therefore the Kaf HaChaim says the chatchil, you should not recite the bracha on Shabbos. The post can point out, the last day of Nisan, for example, is Shabbos. You shouldn't make the bracha then, better than waiting till the next month of Iyar. But of course, Me'ikra Din, as we just pointed out, the Shulchan Aruch says nothing about Shabbos at all. Furthermore, the Mekubalim say, if you take a look in the Kaf HaChaim as well, that the bracha should dafka be recited in Nisan. Specifically, the Gemara says Nisan, it means Nisan. Of course, if you're in another hemisphere and it's impossible, then you can't make it in Nisan. But if you live in a place, you shouldn't make it in Adar, you should not make it in Iyar or Sivan, you should dafka make it in Nisan. Furthermore, in the Mekubalim point out, the Kaf HaChaim notes that you should specifically make this bracha outside of the city. As the Shulchan Aruch says, Hayotze b'me Nisan, you go out, and therefore the Mekubalim say you should go michutz la'ir. Furthermore, the Mekubalim write they should make this bracha with a minyan. You should make this bracha not on one tree, but on multiple trees, more than two trees, says the Kaf HaChaim. And if you have multiple and more trees, more better. Furthermore, the Mekubalim point, there should be zariz in making this bracha. You shouldn't wait days, weeks, or toward the end of the month, but zrizin, magdim, and lemitzos, you should make this bracha, berchas ailanos, as early on in the chodesh as possible. That's what the Mekubalim point out. Take a look at the Kaf HaChaim. He has a whole seder for the recitation of berchas Ailanos, as noted, Dafka Nisan Chutz L'ir, with a minion, more than two trees, Zrizin Magdimim, and not to do so on Shabbos. Regarding whether women make this bracha, the Kaf HaChaim also points out, and you can take a look in the Tshuvos of the Har Tzvi, Tzvi Pesach Frank, or HaChaim, Simen Kuf Yud Ches, that this is not considered to be a bracha on a mitzvah asei shazman gram. It's not time-bound, even though it says Bimei Nisan. Bimei Nisan, as we pointed out, after the Mishnah Berurah, is Lav Dafka, because you could even go past Nisan sometimes, even though the Mekubalim say Dafka Nisan. But it's specific to the season when the tree is growing. And therefore, Bimei Nisan is Urcha de Mil Sanakar. It's the language that we use to describe the beginning of the season. But nonetheless, women can make the bracha, should make the bracha, so much so. Sfardi women, who often do not recite brachos on mitzvos asei shehazman grama, the Kaf HaChaim writes, they also can make the bracha on berchas elanos. Take a look in the Tshuvas of Rav Adi Yosef Yechavadas, Chelek Aleph, Simon Aleph, who also discusses many of the inyanim that I just recited. But if you take a look again, Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, Aruch HaShulchan, they only point out the basics of this bracha. So Me'ikra Adin, in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or as early on in the month of Nisan, you got it, you make the bracha. And all you need to do, even if you have a fruit tree in your backyard, you make the bracha. However, as pointed out by the Mekubalim, there's some added stringencies, or if you could call them hidurim, but nonetheless, the zchus and the chashivas of making this bracha, everybody agrees. We should be zochet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha, hatzlacha, siyata d'shmaya. We should be zochet b'nisa nigalu, b'nisa nasidim ligal. We should be zochet to make this bracha and indeed see to it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to send us, and we are zochet shalochiser ba'olamo klum uvavro brios tovos vilanos tovos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. He builds and brings beautiful things in this world which we can take advantage of, to use to our benefit, to serve Him. Wishing everybody a wonderful day, a terrific Shabbos, and a good Chodesh.